Jesus prayed that night.
Because, Lord, you deserve it, O Lord. And Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh, even the week that has just passed, Lord, oh, your mercies, your grace, your protection, above all, your loving kindness that has seen us through, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, oh, how we thank you, even the night watch, oh, keeping us through the night to open another week, Lord, unto us. And Lord, how thankful we are, O God, and what a privilege for us this morning, oh, that you have given us this grace to come to your presence and to begin the week right in your feet, Lord. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the mercies you've given to us from far and near, O God. And Lord, as we come with all obedience, with all reverence, oh, with all humility to sit at your feet, Lord Jesus. That, O God, what you have for us today, Lord, prepare us, Lord, even as we commit our Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands. Our children upstairs and we here, O God, as we ask, Lord, the Holy Spirit, the teacher of the word, O God, the author of it, Lord, to come and bless us and prepare us for the day, Lord. We thank you, we bless you once again. In Jesus' name we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. Today, it looks as if the weather is somehow better. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, last week, because of time, I was rushing through our Sunday school. So we will probably go through the last part of it. So that we get in touch very well. Amen. It's always to go slow when it comes to the word of God, when it comes to especially teaching. Amen. So let's take our Bibles and let's turn to, once again, Hebrews 11. We shall read three verses, verses 24 to 27. By faith, Moses. Let's hear the word of God. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. Yes, the third verse, we went through verse 24, 25 very well, talking about coming to years, when you come to years. Amen. Spiritually, we found out that for you to come to years, that is when you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the new birth. Amen. And we refer to what Apostle Paul, when he was saying that when he was a child, you see, but he was referring to a period when he was about 30 years. You see, so when I was a child, I speak like a child. Amen. You see, I thought like a child. And when I became a man, I put all what childish things away. Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. That means when he met Christ on the way to Damascus, that was the beginning of the time when you could say that now I've become a man. Amen. Amen. So to come to years is what? Meeting Christ or Christ in your life, it changes your life. It makes you to see things differently than before. Amen. You are able to overcome. Praise the Lord. You know what? Right from wrong. And so that you will stay in course. That's when you have come to years. So spiritually, what Paul said, we could stand on that to know that when you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then you can say, oh, yes, I've come to years. Praise the Lord. And now, coming to verse 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction. We were looking at that word affliction. I see it really frightens people that the Christian life is all afflictions. And of course, yes. And we found out that, you see, Christian affliction is only when you are not in it, then you see it as an affliction. Praise the Lord. When you are not in it, you see it as affliction. But when you are in it, you are conditioned. Amen. So no matter what affliction, trials, tests, and all those things that will come your way, because you are conditioned to it, you go through them. And someone who is not a Christian, who is out, he sees you say, ah, this man, why he troubles himself so much? Like this lady, why? Praise the Lord. You see, someday like this that you go to rest and have a squash from a bottle of beer and look at them just running after bus to go to church, you see. He sees it as that you are troubling yourself, you see. He find life so as it is, as an easy one. But that is what? The pleasures of sin. Praise the Lord. And they are for a season. They will pass away, my brother, my sister. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. So if you have the word of God in you, my brother, my sister, this world is, God said it has been what? Reserved. Preserved for what? Unto fire. And that's the word of God. So heaven and earth will pass away. Yes, it's very true. But if the word of God lives in you, surely you will also not pass away with that world that will pass away. Amen. So now let's look at verse 26. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Amen. Amen. Now, how was Moses able to esteem the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt? It was by revelation. Amen. He was to be the next Pharaoh. He was to be the next Pharaoh as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. There was no other one on the line to be what? The King Pharaoh. And that time, Egypt was the greatest empire at that time. And you could just imagine someone who is just in line to be such a great man, he refused it. Praise the Lord. See, esteeming rather the reproach of Christ. See, greater riches. Amen. So he was seeing what? Afar. He had come to years. Now he sees things what? Differently. Praise God. He saw what? God in the midst of the people that Egypt had subjected to be what? To be doing labor, serious labor. I mean, they were in kind of what? A slavery. But he could see what? Christ in the midst of them. Because he was looking at what God told his father Abraham. See, we got to always go back and look at what the holy prophets and apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ have spoken. Amen. We got to refer to those. So Moses also was looking at what God told Abraham. You see, that my people or your seed will be what? Will be in a foreign country and they'll be subjected to what? That kind of what? Bondage for 400 years. But at the right time, I will deliver them by a mighty hand. And I'll lead them to a place where that land is flowing with what? Milk and honey. So he could see God's people, and God's people, Christ is in the midst of God's people. Amen. So he could see that the city of Ramesses, which was the capital of Egypt at that time, he could see that city will never stand. Praise the Lord. It cannot continue. Just as the Bible said, there is no continuing city here. See? Moses was looking for what? Another city. As the heavenly Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. A city which maker and builder is what? God. So the same thing, he saw Christ in the midst of the people, and so he esteeming that reproach. You see, the people, the condition of Israel in Egypt, it was something like what? A reproach. They had no future. That's the way how the natural eye would say it. But one thing is that God in the midst of his people, it makes the difference. Amen. God in the midst of his makes a difference, like Christ in here with us. Amen. See the difference here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, beautiful faces. And when I say beautiful faces, you see the beauty here, the heart, you see. Amen. You see that love that you have for one another. We never knew one another before we came to Ireland here, but see us together as a family. Amen. When we go out from this door, we will be greeting and praising. Oh, my. See, that's it. Praise the Lord. Christ in the midst of his people. And you see, he saw the reward. That the reward was very, very great. If he refuses what? Egypt. And go along with what? The children of Israel. He saw the reward greater. And he had recompense. He had respect to that reward. Amen. Amen. And just like last week we were saying, just like what? The farmer. The farmer, why would the farmer? You see the farmer, maybe you are driving past along the road, you see a farmer on a tractor under a scorching sun trying to what? Tend the what? The soil. Or sometimes he has to come down and be uprooting what? The roots off. And see, when you stop, you look at this man and say, why this man is just suffering himself like this? Amen. You see, that's the suffering, the affliction. You think the man is just afflicting himself. Why is he in so much trouble in himself? The man is doing that because he sees afar off. That was what Moses also was seeing. The reward, the end is the story. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the farmer sees afar off. He sees the reward that will come out from that, what you see it as affliction. It's not affliction to him. Because the reward itself that he's going to, as the harvest. He sees the harvest, and though that alone, you see, spurs him on to do it. Amen. So it's no more affliction to him. It is joy to him because of the harvest. Amen. Because he knows that God's what? Law of reproduction in botany would never fail. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That after he has tilled the land, and he has put just one seed somewhere in that fertile land. That seed, one seed, is going to yield back to him as 60-folds and what? 100-folds. Oh, what a joy. Praise the Lord. So that is what? The respect. Moses saw afar off. Moses saw afar off. Praise the Lord. The end of it. That's what my brother, you and me, we got to do. If we have come to years, you will also see differently. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so what the world will say that you are going through affliction, you are rejoicing. I mean, you don't feel it. And we see, my sister, some brothers and sisters were in there. Give us the pepper maggot. We still have some time here. I love that, you see, the pepper maggot. Praise the Lord. I found it and said it to give it to us. Praise the Lord. Because the pepper maggot, he's in it. Praise the Lord. You see, when you take this pepper, normally we call it a Holland pepper. We from Africa, we call it Holland pepper. She says that how we call it? Amen. So when you split pepper into two, you will see some maggots. Sometimes you see inside some maggots. And you look at it, you won't understand it. But you see, the same pepper, you see, you are the outside. He is in the inside. You being in the outside, oh, you see it there. Pepper maggot just worshiping, praising God. If they have a three, you see them fellowshipping. Amen. They are rejoicing. But you see, my brother, if you take this paper, you outside, a little here, even here, how it will burn you.
Yes, very true.
You see, but because he is conditioned to it, he's not feeling that affliction that when you use it, you feel it. He doesn't feel anything because he is in it. But when you are outside, you put it there, you feel it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. See, so that's how it is when you are on the inside. The affliction. See, people outside sees you that you afflicted yourself. Why? Amen. Our sisters, how always you worry yourself. There are many ways of what? Making yourself beautiful, but yet to comport yourself, you see.
Amen.
Comport yourself, praise the Lord. And you men also, today Sunday, maybe they call it what? The arena, what arena? Room at stadium, you call it what? Huh? Sports stadium? Something arena, yeah.
The
eh? Ah, okay. Today Sunday, maybe you go through the streets. You see different colors, blue, red. Supporters, they are all what? Trolling toward the sports stadium. But you are going a different way. So that's why where the world is going, we go the different way. Because we have seen something. It's a revelation. It said by faith, Moses. And so the same thing also to us is the same by faith.
Amen.
And faith is what? A revelation.
Amen.
So something has been revealed to us. That's why we have what? We are going through this and it's no affliction to us. It's a great joy, my brother, my sister.
Yes.
Real joy.
Amen.
Today, you see, when I got up, you see how I'm just going up and down, just getting things quickly. To get into my car and just drive where? I'm coming to meet brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's a great joy, is it? So my brother, my sister, that's the way how it is. We got to. So let me read something here. If we have a little time, then let me read by faith Moses once again. Prophet message by faith Moses, Jeffersonville. He said Moses had to make a choice. So my brother, my sister, is what? A choice.
Yes.
Either you take this way or you take that way. Two ways. There's no middle line. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he said Moses had to make a choice. Choosing by what? Faith. How many young men would have jumped at the opportunity to become the son of Pharaoh's daughter? How many young men would have jumped at the opportunity that Moses had to enjoy all the pleasures and the glamour of the world, to become the king of Egypt, to have the whole world at his feet? Many young men would what? Yeah, would have accepted that. But he refused it by faith.
Amen.
Because something has been revealed to him. He said, what a foolish thing that the young men of his days must have thought. See? His peer groups at that time who knew him said, is it not this guy who is to be what? The next Pharaoh? Look at him over there. You see? He said, what a foolish thing that the young men of his days must have thought when Moses chose to take his place with the what? The afflicted and the suffering people of God. But it's not affliction, it's not suffering. You know that? Amen. Why did he do it? The prophet said, by faith. When he lifted up his eyes, he looked beyond the glamour of this world. He looked beyond the pleasures of sin And the Bible said that he endured as seeing him who was invincible by faith. You see, we see Christ in our midst here, the invincible God. We see him here. Praise the Lord. He's in our midst. He's walking in the midst of his word, of his church. My sister is just by you there. You can take your hand and put around his. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's here. He made a choice to serve that God regardless of what took place.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Moses went beyond the camp of Pharaoh. He went beyond the camp of Pharaoh. So we also need to go beyond what our camps, whatever camp you are in. My brother and sister, that camp will not survive. You got to go beyond that camp.
Amen.
And we know about Nicodemus. He went beyond the camp of the Pharisees to go to Jesus by night. And when he came out, he was a changed person. Praise the Lord. So you got to go beyond whatever camp you are in now to go to what? For the reproach of Christ our Lord. Amen. So the same thing also we know Paul did. He went beyond the camp, praise the Lord. And the affliction we are talking about, we have a scripture here, it said, which is, we all know, Romans 8:18. It said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, though to us it's not a suffering, but it looks as if we have forsaken the world, because that is what the norms. To be in this world, you have to follow the norms of this world. But we have refused. So that makes it as if that we have put ourselves under some kind of what? A suffering. No, sir. You see, it said, the Bible said, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time, yes, let's take it at the suffering of this present time, are not worthy to be compared with the glory we shall be revealed in us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And already that glory, potentially, it has been revealed in us. That's why we still go on. That's why every Sunday we come. That's why every Friday, no matter how the weather is, we come.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Because there is something here which we know that anytime we come, we will what? We will not go the same. Praise the Lord. So my brother, my sister, I believe that we are all come to years. So we see things differently.
Amen.
By revelation, we know where to what to go.
Amen.
Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Today, as you all know, we have our precious brother, our pastor will introduce him. And so I won't let me finish my Sunday school and go away. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's bow down our heads and commit the services unto the hands of the Lord. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that by the revelation, by faith, Lord, that's why we are here. And Lord, we thank you for our Sunday school. And Lord, now the service is going to start. And Father, we want to worship you. We want to praise your name, Lord. We want to lift up your name, O God. Oh, through singing, clapping, dancing. Oh, yes, Lord, to show our appreciation, Lord, for all the things that, Lord, you have done for us, O God. So, Lord, at this moment, we want to commit our song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands. The Lord, oh, let your Holy Spirit sweep over, oh, God, and lift us up. Bring us to that kind of joy, oh, to worship you, Lord. So we commit them into your hands, Lord. And, Father, yes, the main word that you have for us. We want to commit our precious brother who is waiting, Lord, on you now, God, into your hands. You know the needs of your people, O God, as we have come, O God. Oh, Lord Jesus, meet each and everyone. Touch each and everyone, O God. The Lord, when we will leave here, O Lord, we leave, O Lord Jesus, with joy, knowing that truly we have received your touch this morning. So, Lord, we thank you, we bless you, committing all into your hands now. In Jesus' name we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.